Career considerations. Are you management material? Will robots replace you? Here's a look at future career possibilities. Straight to the top? Be good at your job and get a promotion to management. That's how it's done. Or is it? You excel at your job. In fact, you outshine your coworkers. Your performance evaluations are full of superlatives. And what's your reward? The work you do best gets taken away. This is what happens, essentially, when someone is promoted to management. A manager's job is to oversee others who do the actual hands-on work. Not everyone who is promoted or aspires to management is cut out for it. But in the minds of most employees, moving up entails a series of promotions leading to management, says Marla Gottschalk, workplace psychologist. Are the trade-offs always worth it? In certain fields, employees may prefer to work in their core area of training and expertise, rather than move into a more managerial function, Gottschalk says. For these folks, the prestige associated with management pales in comparison to the rewards and recognition they receive for work they directly control as an individual contributor. As a psychologist, I am all for people utilizing their strengths and pursuing their passions, says Gottschalk. Pushing these things aside causes the organization and the individual to suffer. When you've got an unhappy manager, what else have you got? A bunch of unhappy workers, she says. Three questions. To determine whether management is for you, ask yourself three questions about your current position. How much do you love what you do? Can you be happy not doing it? Can you stand watching people do it less capably? The more you love and take pride in specific work responsibilities, the greater the likelihood a management role will disappoint you. You will neither perform nor be directly responsible for the type of work you did in the past. But you will be accountable for your team's performance, says Alice Wagen, president and founder of Workforce Learning, a Washington, D.C.-based management training firm. Ironically, the best candidate for management generally is not the star player, Wagen says. Mid-level producers with people skills tend to be more satisfied and successful. Robot-proofing your job. How to build the skills to survive automation. As America looks to the future of employment, the trend of automation poses a particularly urgent threat to many workers. While it's hard to predict exactly how automation technologies will continue to develop, the capabilities of current technologies can give us a good sense of the tasks most likely to be automated in the future. While it's a virtual certainty that automation will replace some job tasks, researchers disagree on the trend's overall impact on future unemployment rates. One study estimates that 47% of jobs in the U.S. are at risk of being automated in the next 20 years. Another study estimates that artificial intelligence, machine learning, and automation will replace 7% of U.S. jobs by 2025. Trying to predict future job markets. What can't be predicted is what new roles, if any, will replace these positions. Industries and professions fading, only to be replaced by others, have marked the history of employment. I think the net impact of automation on jobs will be difficult to say, says Michael Chewy, a lead researcher on the business and societal impacts of information technologies and innovation. Chewy notes that in 1900, roughly 40% of Americans were employed in agriculture versus a number in the low single digits today. But it isn't as if we have 30-plus percent unemployment now because we pay people to do different things now, Chewy says. Chewy and his colleagues recently studied more than 2,000 work activities for over 800 occupations. In the process, they identified the work activities that would be most technically feasible to automate. Among the most vulnerable activities they identified are those involving predictable physical work, data processing, and data collection. Less susceptible are activities involving unpredictable physical work. Think construction, forestry, or raising outdoor animals, and stakeholder interactions. The least susceptible to automation are tasks related to managing others and tasks that apply expertise to decision-making, planning, and creative tasks. The ever-increasing need for lifelong learners. For workers, this research emphasizes the importance of building skills and experience in the managerial, decision-making, and creative tasks that are least prone to automation. What's likely to happen is that, rather than an entire occupation going away, parts of it will be automated, and parts of it won't. And someone's entire job, or the work they do, will shift over time, Chewy says. Some jobs that focus on predictable physical work, such as many factory jobs, face great risk of disappearing altogether. And other jobs that don't contain tasks that are likely to be automated could be at risk thanks to automation in ancillary industries. For instance, self-driving vehicles could threaten the jobs of more than 3.5 million truck drivers. But by eliminating the human error that results in most vehicle crashes, autonomous vehicles could also dramatically transform other fields such as the auto insurance industry, the collision repair industry, and even policing. But Chewy believes that many automation-related changes will take longer than many anticipate, and estimates that it could, for instance, take decades to automate the nation's trucks even after fully automated trucks become available. The one thing that is certain in an age of automation is ongoing change. This makes it important for workers to become more flexible, resilient, and willing to continue to learn as their jobs continue to change over time. Or, to be safe, they could learn how to make the robots. For those who are so inclined, there will be an increasing need for workers who produce the automation technology, people with computer science and robotics and engineering skills, Chewy says. But that will be a small percentage of the population. Vocabulary focus. Outshine. Superlative. Aspire to something. Trade-off. Pale in comparison. Virtual. Fade away. Susceptible. Stakeholder. Prone. Ancillary.